Hello, everyone, and welcome to Now Spinning, the official podcast of the Lansing Community College Vinyl Record Club. We meet twice a month to listen to vinyl and talk about music. Stay tuned to learn about how you can get in touch with us and attend our meetings. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Today we have with me...
Noah Miller.
And Tyler Reck.
And I'm still Simon Medina, as far as we know. So today we're going to be talking about our last meeting of the spring semester. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to attend this one in person, but I see that we have quite a good playlist left behind for me to look at. So let's jump right into it.
We got live recordings.
Live recordings today. Yeah. And of course, we have to start with one of the most famous live albums ever. If your grandma doesn't have this one, I'd be kind of shocked. And we have Frampton Comes Alive and the song Show Me the Way by Peter Frampton.
Indeed. That talk box solo. Yes.
Especially when you see it live. Oh, like, yeah. Serious, I saw him live once. It was awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Open for Steve Miller Band. I wish I had a live album of theirs, if they even have a live album of theirs.
This album weirds me out sometimes because it's his biggest album, but like, it's a live album. It's interesting to me. Like, the hype was built up before this, but the album itself was the culmination of that somehow.
Right.
That's like an interesting trajectory for me because usually, like, the live album comes out after the artist gets big, but it's the other way around for this guy.
Yeah. And then we have Bye Bye Love by Simon and Garfunkel.
And this was off of Bridge Over Troubled Water, which is a lovely album.
The penultimate song, second to last.
On that, yeah.
Pretty sure penultimate means that.
I think that's what it means, yeah.
And the crowd is just absolutely losing their mind for this. When I was listening to it by myself, it's just like the crowd is almost overpowering Simon and Garfunkel themselves.
Yeah, that was an interesting mixing choice.
I think that's what I like about the song, because I really like it more than like their live in Central Park thing.
Mm. Okay.
Never listened to that one.
That's why I chose to play Bye Bye Love instead of something off of the Central Park album.
Nice.
Yeah, I was going to say this one, it's also an interesting song as a cover because this is their last album. So I feel like it's kind of being meta about it, like Bye Bye, we're not doing this anymore. There's a couple of songs on this album that like it's kind of hinting at the fact that they hate each other and they don't want to make music together.
The only living boy in New York.
And then wasn't like there's a song that's So Long Frank Lloyd Wright, and like the end of the song he says So Long Art on it, but it's buried in the mix.
No, that was a producer that said So Long Artie.
Oh, and he didn't. I remember reading that Art Garfunkel didn't know about that until someone told him in an interview, and he's like, "What?"
Because he had to keep repeating so long, and he kept repeating.
Hmm.
You know, because you have to figure out when to fade it and stuff.
Yeah. That's a good album, though. This is an interesting song off of that.
Yeah.
Interesting choice to just put a random live song on there, but it worked out, I think. Fits the vibe.
And then we get to the part where Paul McCartney explodes.
If you've seen that video, you know what we mean.
Yeah.
And Live and Let Die.
He's been doing that since, I think, like, the pyrotechnics thing. He's been doing that since this tour, which was in, like, 1977. So he likes the pyrotechnics. It's a good song for it. It's a very, I would say it's, like, very theatrical, but, like, it's literally a movie theme. So, like, I'd be surprised if it wasn't.
Yeah. And I mean, also one thing about this recording, too, is that it's just very tight.
This is a very good live album.
This is something you'd play in band class, most certainly.
We did play this in band class.
I know we did.
Yeah. This is my favorite, one of my favorite live albums of all time. Not my very favorite, but it's top five for me. It's a massive album. It's three discs, not just two. Most live albums are two, but this one's, they crammed a third one in there. And I think it's worth it. It's a very, very good time for Paul McCartney and his band. It's a very, I think their peak live era, at least.
Nice.
For me, anyway. Good album.
And then we got Coheed and Cambria's Three Evils, Embodied in Love and Shadow. This album, Live at the Sarlen Ballroom, this was in 2005. So this was before their big Good Apollo, I'm Burning Star 4 album, which includes Welcome Home. Like, that's probably their biggest hit. That is their biggest hit. But these first two albums, this live album has a lot of kind of a mix of both of those on there. And this one kind of takes place during kind of an intense interrogation scene with... One of the characters named Sizer is what's called an iRobot, spelled slightly different than, you know, the famous Will Smith movie or, you know, the Isaac Asimov story.
Yeah.
But it's basically like a humanoid creature that is also, you know, mechanical, but not outwardly mechanical, but can still do enhanced things.
Sure.
And it's basically, just an intense interrogation scene. But the song itself is very poppy and very like kind of, you know, pop punk rock in there. It comes off their second album where they start incorporating more of that pop kind of psychedelia sort of sound into their stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing with this is just kind of juxtaposition. It's a poppy song, very dark lyrical themes. One of the last lyrics is pull the trigger and the nightmare stops.
Damn.
So,
wow.
But it's sung in this really happy, like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
So it's kind of like a pumped up kicks thing then, you know, kind of sad lyrics, but happy, upbeat sounding backing track.
Basically kind of that, but yeah, just very intense. Just read the comics that go along with it if you want more of a visual for it. But yeah, it's just a really good album, really good recording too. They're playing a lot of stuff faster. They're still kind of in their punkier roots going into their third album, but their songwriting is more poppy, psych-centric.
Very nice. I wanted to make a quick shout-out to the next song. I can't say the name of it, but the band Bad Brains, I just listened to this album actually for the first time last week, and it is a very interesting band. It's like a hardcore punk, but like a reggae band at the same time, and it's not like not really a fusion thing, because like on their first album, it's literally every couple songs is just a straight up just on like a reggae song, not even punk at all. It's an interesting listen, but it's a very good album, very high energy. I love this band very much. It's very good.
Shot of adrenaline.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then coming up here, we have two different Queen songs played by two different people.
And they are
from
not
the same album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not in order.
Yeah, not in order.
We have Don't Stop Me Now.
And Tie Your Mother Down.
And yeah, one thing I want to mention about this particular album is that there's quite a few overdubs. I believe these were released in like the 70s from like kind of a range of concerts around that time. But yeah, in Don't Stop Me Now, the harmonies, I was like, that sounds like Freddie singing the harmonies there. And and then they mentioned, yeah, no, he did overdub that. And they don't even think that he actually sang the start of Don't Stop Me Now, like that intro bit. Like, he didn't really do that around that time. He didn't sing the intro, really. And so I think that was added in post as well.
They got two of them on stage. There's a clone. Don't worry
about
The one that agrees of singing it live and the one that doesn't. But yeah, and then Tie Your Mother Down.
It's a good track. I'd say that's probably the best track off Live Killers, honestly.
That is a good live song. I like that better than the studio version, personally.
But. Yeah.
But speaking of live albums that apparently have a lot of overdubs, it was Turn the Page by Bob Seger off the album Live in quotation marks in Detroit, I think is the name of the album.
At Cobo Arena.
At Cobo Arena.
Yeah, which is pretty cool. Because if you're thinking of like Michigan-based kind of artists or stuff like that, Bob Seger has to at least be close to the top of your list.
Yeah, you got to know at least like what his contributions and where he's from.
I mean, Live Bullet and Night Moves were like the two albums that kind of shot him into stardom, really. Mm. I mean, I remember my grandpa telling me stories about, well, he's still alive, but, you know, I remember he'd tell me stories about like going to see Bob Seger like in school playing in Detroit clubs and stuff.
Wow. Nice. Like before he was famous?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Hmm.
And next up, another Cobo Arena kind of thing is Rock and Roll All Night by the band Kiss, which, it's a pretty good song.
It's
kind of
what it says on the tin.
It's like, this is kind of like one of those things, like it's cool listening to it, like sitting or whatever, but you have to experience a Kiss concert.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I've seen them twice, and each time there was awesome. Like,
I believe that.
Awesome, man.
They're a very theatrical band. They lean very heavy into that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And next up, Bob O'Reilly by The Who. And I've been wanting to play that for like a while because that harmonica solo at the end is awesome.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a beautiful song.
Yeah. About like two, Sally and Ray, a couple farmers living, you know, in like Scotland outside of this polluted London, you know, and. You know, it's a teenage wasteland, essentially. We should cover Lifehouse and, you know, at one of these future meetings.
That'd be
future
pretty
cool. Future
episodes.
Nice. Yeah.
That'd be a good one.
And also spitting in Circle Sky by the Monkees.
Yeah, this
which
one's...
It was from Head. Like, if you watch the movie Head, like that's the Circle Sky section is what they play. Like, it's from that, which is... pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, kind of after the whole Monkees, like, in a war scene thing.
Hmm.
Yeah.
It's kind of like this sort of, like, psyche post-proto-punk kind of thing. Because it's like that faster, like, upbeat kind of almost, like, punk time that, you know, bands use. But it's still like this kind of summery, like 60s attitude to it as well. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, Head is all over the place, really, in terms of like musical genres and stuff. Like you got acid rock and the kind of that broke Broadway-y kind of pop stuff on there too. You know, it's crazy.
It's very interesting. I'd have to, it's on the list, I swear. It's in there somewhere.
How long is that list?
No. You have to watch Head.
I'll watch it.
Then listen to the soundtrack. Anybody listening, watch Head first.
If there's one thing you take away today.
Bingo.
Yeah, there is bingo.
Yeah.
Jeez. Moving on a little bit. We have
Macho Man.
Oh, we forgot Macho Man. Yeah, that wasn't on Spotify, apparently, for some reason, the live version of it.
Live and Sleazy's not on Spotify.
It's a tragedy.
Indeed.
But, yeah.
That's a kind of a... You know, it's Village People. It's kind of longer disco stuff. There's like a fake out ending there too. But I mean, still just a lot of fun, really good energy, especially if you're there watching them. It's got to be a ton of fun.
Yeah.
I believe that. We love the Village People. They're great. They're friends of the show,
friends
I think.
Friends of the show.
Except the one guy. All right.
Now we
moving
got
on. After that, yeah, what was that? Sorry.
Think by James Brown.
Oh, yes.
And the Famous Flames and
Marva Whitney.
Yeah, I was looking for who the featured female lead vocalist was on there.
Very nice.
Yeah, very good chemistry between them on the track. Very funky.
I've heard tons of energy. Yeah. I've heard a lot. There's like Live at the Apollo Volume 3 or 2 or something. I've heard Volume 1 of that, but I haven't heard this one. But this one's also very good. James Brown, you talk about an artist who's perfected the live concert. I think he's probably one of the. Definitely up there.
He's
the best live artist ever.
Knows how to get people moving, that's for sure.
Oh, definitely. Crazy energy. Every time I see a video of like one of the concerts, he's like doing like flips and stuff. He's like doing the splits.
He's like throwing the mic down and like it's almost falling and he comes back right up to catch it.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
And then we got, check off another bingo slot, because we got Beginner's Luck.
King Gizzard.
By King Gizzard.
Bootleg Gizzard.
Bootleg Gizzard. That was the, I was asked, is this live? You know, is this live on Spotify anywhere? And it's like, yeah. I was like, okay. And I looked it up and that's what it was. But I wouldn't really consider it a bingo card because like it's almost every single other time I was here on the podcast, we didn't talk about a four-letter King Gizzard word or the other four-letter word that starts with W.
No, I didn't say that.
We said, check off the bingo card.
We didn't play any Ween. We don't get to talk about it.
We can actually scoot by on that one.
Because I wasn't there. You wouldn't have been ready. I have a whole Ween live album, which I will talk about in another time.
Me too.
Wow. I have two Ween live albums, but that's beside the point.
Did you do a Ween deep dive yet?
We'll do that someday. That'll be like a 7-part series. Anyway, Beginner's Luck. This is a good, actually, it's a very good song. It's like one of their later, like lately, more recent albums, I think. It's like that vibe. It's like the boogie rock thing they got into.
Yeah, the recording was that we have in this playlist was from 2019 in Asheville.
Oh, that's not that recent. Never mind. But.
Not super recent,
don't make us feel super old.
It's within 10 years. It's fine.
Sure.
You can still count it on your fingers, you're fine.
Yeah, that's a good song. I liked it a lot. I've never listened to whatever album that's off of, but it's, I can't even tell you which one that's off of.
Gumboot Soup.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Yeah, all right.
It was the red and the brown one. I think that's Gumboot Soup.
Oh, that's like an early one. Never mind.
I'm not really too big a King Gizzard fan.
That's all right.
You know, but it's off something.
But yeah, that's a very good song. It's a very nice jam. And then coming up after this one, I want to talk about two songs that weren't played one after another, but they kind of worked together at one. As ones, we have two songs by the Beach Boys from two very different kind of iterations of the Beach Boys, which are The Little Old Lady from Pasadena, which is off of their 1964 album, The Beach Boys Boys Concert. And then We Got Love off of their 1973 album, The Beach Boys in Concert. Two different albums. They couldn't bother to come up with like a better live album name because I don't even know why I wasn't
there. They named them the same thing.
Yeah, but I think that these two songs kind of show how much this band has kind of completely revamped themselves in like only like 10 years almost.
Yeah.
I mean, like, even me not being like a Beach Boys guy, like, yeah, there's kind of two definite like eras, at least distinct like eras that I can kind of identify.
Yeah.
There's like the older kind of like surf rock stuff that they did at the start. And then there's like the more Beatles-esque kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Like We Got Love.
Like progressive pop stuff. This one, I think like the first song is a little... It's interesting because it's not actually a Beach Boys song. It's a Jane and Dean cover.
Yeah. Oh,
we're going to have to put them on the bingo card at this point.
Yeah. Especially
like two or three episodes. This hasn't been every episode.
The most last three, I think.
I don't know. But
we should get Coheed sure, on like, the bingo card too.
Depends if we recorded any in between, but we talked about them in the submarine races on the April Fool's.
Don't remind me about the submarine races.
But yeah, I like the live version of Little Old Lady. Yeah, it's a nice. It's fast and it's upbeat and it's, you know, really. Yeah,
this
a whole
this album. Again, talking about overdubs. The original Beach Boys, both these albums are overdubbed, but the first one, I think especially, like, a couple of the songs on here is literally, they just took the studio backing track and sped it up and then put the live vocals over it, which is hilarious. I think it's I Get Around, they did that on this album.
Okay.
But wow. It's definitely, though, it shows that, like, this band, even, like, the early iterations, even though they're, like, you know, very, it's kind of outwardly simplistic, you know, that kind of stuff, they still have a lot of energy behind it, and, like, they're capable live performers on their own, even without... the army of studio backing musicians, which would come with them on their later tour, which we see in the Beach Boys In Concert, which is another album I really adore. This is like right at their, I think it's probably the peak of their live act. They just released a couple albums before that. It was Holland was their most recent one before that. That's
Carl
a very good
Passions,
album. Carl and the Passions.
That's the kind of Chaplin, Fattar era Beach Boys.
Yeah, those are two people from two South African artists who got noticed by the Beach Boys, who were actually
noticed by Carl Wilson, of all people,
and
they
he
brought in.
Recruited them directly into the band, which is very interesting. And they definitely gave this era its own kind of vibe because they bring a lot more like hard rock, that kind of energy,
like,
to the Beach Boys of all people.
Kind of the sad thing is how like Carl can insert, you know, and help, you know, brother get this band. But when Brian Wilson discovers Three Dog Night, they all bully him and laugh at him.
That's a story. We'll talk about that at some point, I hope. But this song also is interesting because it this is the only time it was ever released
in like for 50 years
until the live they put out a box set recently. But this is the live version of a song. It was supposed to be on their Holland album, but it got cut because they didn't like the studio label didn't like it.
Is that We Got Love?
Yeah, We Got Love. Yes,
it was supposed to be the ending track to side one of Holland.
It's a very good song, but
like they didn't see it really as a single. Then Van Dyke Parks came in waving around
Brian Wright's Smile. By the way, that's
it. Waving a cassette of Sail On Sailor, and they recorded it, and it was a moderate hit.
For Beach Boys standards at the time, it was a hit, which is like I got to like number 80 on the chart.
It just shows you can never predict the market. Can never predict the market.
Yeah, but anyway, I was just going to say this song's interesting because it's written by the two new members of the band, so it doesn't really sound like a Beach Boys song very much, like what you would assume a Beach Boys song to sound like, but it's a good, nice song. It's a good message to it, which is kind of like, it's an interesting, because it's informed by their experiences, like Ricky Fattar and Blondie Chaplin, the two South Africans, are kind of talking about, you know, the struggle that was going on within at their home country at the time with apartheid and all that. Yeah. And it's like it's a strong message for like a band like, you know, the Beach Boys to be taking, but that's kind of the direction they were in the 70s. They got they were a lot more politically involved. They tried to push
like
that
Carry
kind of stuff.
Me Home.
Yeah, that one didn't end up on the album.
No, that was another one that went like truly unreleased for 50 years.
Yeah.
But that's like a dark song we can't really talk about.
Oh, it was about the Vietnam War. It's kind of another strange thing for the Beach Boys to talk about.
Okay, if we're talking about it, it was a song by Dennis Wilson.
Yeah, that guy.
About, you know, and he pictured himself as a Vietnam soldier dying in a ditch, you know, and feeling the cold seep up his body.
This band wrote Fun, 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 by the way. They wrote Fun, Fun, Fun and Good Vibrations and also the Vietnam War thing, but that didn't come out for some reason.
Also, don't Beach Boys have like an album where it's like Paul Revere like stabbed through like it on his horse or something?
No,
that's Surf's Up. That was
Surf's Up.
That was the
End of the Trail. It was like a Native American
statue.
Oh, okay.
End of the Trail statue.
Which is,
is when, you know, natives manifest destiny.
Yeah.
Let's just say. Bring it.
End of the trail
simple.
At the Pacific Ocean.
There's no more land.
Yeah.
It's very, again, like they were getting into a lot of like heavier topics at that time, which is pretty crazy for the Beach Boys. But
speaking of
good
manifest
album.
Destiny and all that fun 19th century stuff, we've got Locomotive Breath.
Anyway, nice transition.
Yeah, trains. That's my my transition trains. Was trains.
I was like, okay. That's a shift. That's, I know where we're going, but wait, wow, that's a journey.
That was a train journey. Very good.
But yeah, so this is one that I brought in. It didn't get played very long because I had some karma happen to me that I imparted on Tyler about a month ago.
Yeah.
So we were doing the nighttime music stuff, and Steve Miller was playing, And I, like a ditz, just walked up and was like, oh, Sleep Drifter, King Gizzard, bleep, bleep, bleep. And people gave you a weird look, yeah, and it's then, like, oh, did I just cut someone off?
You felt, yeah, you seemed like you felt so bad, and I'm trying to say, no, don't worry about it,
disappear.
And then your song gets cut off, Locomotive Breath, by Andy cuts it off, and transitions to Us and Them, and Andy feels awful, and you're like, no, don't feel bad.
It literally happened to me like a month
and
ago.
I just told you, I was like, hey, welcome to my shoes.
Well, you also were
Andy.
Does anyone else have deja vu?
Yeah.
But yeah, it was Locomotive Breath.
Yeah, that was a pretty good song, I'd say.
Yeah. And, you know, Andy did a much more graceful transition into his than I did.
Yeah.
I wasn't even mad. It was fine. But yeah,
Well, again, welcome to my shoes, because like I, it was fine.
Yeah, I finally feel comfortable enough talking about it to be able to talk about it now.
I'm glad we finally got it down on like audio.
Yeah. Finally
for posterity.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Us and Them, really good recording of that too. Just really nice, atmospheric, good space.
They did the whole album live. That's interesting. Not a bands don't. I mean, Pink Floyd did that a lot. Like they'll do a whole album at once live, but I don't know if a lot of bands will do that. That's interesting.
I saw that Live in Pompeii movie, that concert film. That was awesome.
Yeah. I got to see that. I haven't watched that yet.
Well, I don't think it's in theaters anymore.
Well, I'll find it somewhere.
Yeah. Coheed also does that a bit, too. They have the Neverender series where they've done it back in, like, 2008, 2009. They did it around there. They did, like, their first four albums in four different nights, back to back to back to back.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense for them because it's, like, a story.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Interesting thing for a band to just do a whole album at once. That's...
Yeah.
I like that.
Now we got Steve Martin in the Toot Uncommons.
Okay, let me just say, I spent hours trying to find a live version of this. It's from the album A Wild and Crazy Guy, but I just couldn't find a live version on Spotify, so I had to go with the 45 version, because you can't, like, it's a fun song.
Yeah.
It's just a bunch
Arizona
of
Arizona and
King
stuff.
Tut puns.
Yeah.
I listened to this while I was like, I listened to this whole playlist in preparation while I was like doing the dishes, and I had to like stop because I was like, what is going on right now? It is, it made me, it was funny, but like it made me angry to listen to it. I'm like, stop with the puns. I get it.
Again,
I get it.
Again, Andy, shout out Andy.
Good friend of the show.
Yeah.
Steve, and that is that Steve Martin, the one
the one from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles
and
Little Shop of Horrors.
The Amigos and Little Shop of Horrors. Yeah.
Huh.
He was in Pink Panther too.
I didn't know any of this. This is a lot.
You never seen Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen it. I'm sorry.
It's the Thanksgiving movie.
We don't watch it at Thanksgiving.
Just like how Alice's Restaurant Massacre is the Thanksgiving song.
Take it up with my mom and dad or something, or my family. That's not my fault. I'm sorry.
I feel like sitting on a sofa right now.
Okay.
Jeez.
Good transition.
Spoiler, the next song.
Frank Zappa, Sofa.
It sounds like something that you'd hear like the band play on The Tonight Show. Like, that's what I thought when I heard it.
All right, hit it, band.
Yeah. I liked it. Yeah.
Live in New York. We actually did have a couple other Frank Zappa albums
that I brought in. Surprisingly, I brought in, and we just decided play the best one, and I brought in Roxy and Elsewhere.
That was Tim that gave us that stipulation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I brought in Roxy and Elsewhere, and I brought in Rubber Slices.
Wow. Nice.
Yeah. And then we got Bangladesh from George Harrison.
And that was an interesting, the concert for Bangladesh, that's one of the biggest live albums ever.
Like for benefit live albums.
Yeah, no, but that's probably the most famous. If we're talking about like benefit live albums, that's definitely the most famous one. Because like this was like...
Benefit concert.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I think it was like the first... like real like superstar benefit concert that was ever done as well. So like anything like Live Aid, that kind of stuff, they all trace their origins back to this.
You got George Harrison, Bob Dylan, you know, all these other...
Ringo was there.
Yeah. I brought that in. That was the first time I ever opened that album to play something off it.
Nice. Same with me in the Live at Starland Ballroom. I've done that with a couple of albums here. at record club. It's like, oh, it's the first time I actually get to play something off this.
Yeah.
Bust it open.
Yeah, that happens to me a lot. I always find something. I'm like, they'd love this. They'll eat this up. And yeah,
I just haven't gotten to it yet.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, just really nice, spicy, kind of funky, you know, sort of groove going on.
I like this a lot better than, like, the original studio single version. This is definitely a lot more energy to it.
Yeah.
And then it's interesting because this is technically like a 50% Beatles reunion, this album, because it's got Ringo and George on it. Paul didn't want to come. John wanted to bring Yoko, and George didn't want Yoko to be there, so he didn't go either. But still, 50%, that's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. We missed John for this album. We didn't. That's the only Beatle we didn't get in this album or in this.
Or Ringo.
Here. Oh, Ringo's on this song.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about live, you know, live Paul, live I don't George, think that, live John, live Ringo.
Yeah, I don't think there's a Ringo live album out there, but if there is, bring it, I guess. We'll listen to it. We'll have fun with Ringo. But does anybody have anything else I want to go back to before we get out of here? All right.
No, that's I think pretty that, much everything. Really.
That wraps it up for today. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. If you have any interest in attending any of our meetings or learning about past playlists or seeing any past podcasts, you can check out our website, which is linked with the show. By the time this comes out, we'll be doing our summer meetings, hopefully. So
June 18th is our next meeting. If this comes out after, it's July something or other.
It's all on our website, so feel free to check out the website to get any updates, meeting themes, past playlists, all that kind of stuff. It's a very... we'd be happy to have you at these meetings. Summer meetings go a little bit longer than our regular meetings, and there's no theme, so you feel free to bring in whatever you really want to share with us. It's a really great group of people, very eclectic music taste, you can tell from today, but we'll be happy to have whatever you want to bring in, whatever you want to show to us. We'd love to listen to it. Even if you don't own any records yourself, if you're interested in learning, listening to new music, hanging out with a good group of people, come on and check us out. We'd love to have you.
Yep.
Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Love Goodbye. You. Bye-bye.